GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What's going on back
there?
Squirrely. You're doing horrible radio right now. Yeah. You're dying on the vine. What's happening right now?
I don't know.
And James Strebel.
I mean, I'm just kind of sitting here and everything that's come out of my mouth the last 5 minutes has been absolute crap. I don't know why. It has been.
Wow.
I mean, I'll admit it. I need to be better.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, you heard the promo there. Loot City back in action, looking for their third straight win. The boys in purple hosting the Birmingham Legion on Saturday to get you into the holiday weekend. Join Jeff Milby, Casey Whitfield for all the pregame coverage at 7:45, 8 o'clock kickoff. I might need to go out there.
Really?
Have my face be seen out there.
Yeah.
A little parking pass, a little press pass.
There you go.
Move around a little bit.
Move out of the way.
Move Vince out of the way.
Yeah, get out of here, Vince. And your poachers.
I also might be out there.
I can't believe
he
supports poachers.
That's there you go.
I might pull Churchill Downs, Lou City double.
Oh, wow. There you go.
You're Sounds nice.
Out in the sun a lot this weekend, Jack.
Well, we got inside seating for Churchill Downs. Don't worry.
Excuse me.
Wow, look
sorry.
At that.
Sorry, I probably dealing with the growth.
You got that level three or what?
Yeah, the level three.
Oh, wow. Is that Ken Grossman? Level three?
No, that's the media pass from Drew Diener.
Oh, gotcha.
Now,
speaking of, Ethan Grossman's back at home, your brother,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, what a nightmare for your parents.
He moved back in last night.
Everyone's back together again.
Both grown sons.
They're back together again.
His first day of work was today.
Well, there you go.
Oh, well, congrats to Ethan. Yes. Has he texted you? Does he like it?
I don't know. He had to wear a tuxedo.
A tuxedo?
A tuxedo.
He said that was a first day tradition for him. Was that the new person has to wear a tuxedo on the first day.
Yes. Like a little bit of like hazing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fun. Sounds like he's working for the Wolf of Wall Street or something.
Wolf of Wall Street.
That sounded really bad.
Yeah, was that wolf.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes. Great movie.
Okay, Jack.
It
so
is.
I've actually seen
that one.
You've seen that?
Well, there you go.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to throw this your way. Two things. Number one, today is Will Levis's birthday.
It is. I saw. He said it's the Jordan birthday, 23.
I mean,
is that
you
the
know
first time
I've
ever heard someone say that, Strebel?
Huh?
Is that the first time you've heard someone?
No, everyone.
That?
No, I've heard
everyone
that.
Everyone should do that.
Yeah.
The way
the
you
Jordan
said it
birthday.
Was like,
yeah.
I mean, do you want? You know what I'm asking here.
Sing happy birthday to Will Levis.
You want to sing happy birthday to Will Levis.
A super sexy number one draft pick quarterback, of course, yes.
He's at the Manning Academy.
Of course he is. He's lighting it up
UK
there.
UK fans are trying to battle back, Jack, with the Satterfield stuff by showing Levis tore it up at the Manning camp.
Yeah.
He tore it up at the Manning camp. Like, that's like, you're trying. I
know,
like
we're
it.
Trying.
You're
we're
doing
trying
all you can do.
Because it's actual results and actual sports, but that's another thing. Recruiting's a big deal. I'm not going to poo-poo on what Satterfield's doing. I'm not going to do the baby UK fan and dismiss it. I will sing to Will Levis. So you just tell me when you're ready.
Yeah, we're ready to go. Jack, we're ready to go. Clear that throat. Right, let's go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Will Levis. Happy birthday to you and many more years of good football, hopefully.
Boy, he fizzled at the end.
Especially this year.
There it is.
The most important one.
By the way, Jack, Duke basketball's main account is putting put photos up of Shire draining jumpers.
Oh wow!
He still got it, Treble.
Yeah, you know, I wonder if you know, Bill Self is draining jumpers too. I mean, he just won the national championship. I mean, he got other coaches out there. What if they're still draining? Well, yeah, that's what I want for my coach. I don't want him to know basketball or know what the hell he's doing on a basketball court. I want, if he's draining jumpers, he's the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
He's the greatest.
He's the greatest.
In defense of Treble on this one, Archie Miller, for 4 years, bragged at his radio show about how he was the best shooter on the team. And I'm like,
well,
that's
right.
Part of the problem, Archie.
And it might be right about Shire, too, because they ain't got any shooters.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Oh, I like that.
They don't have any shooters.
They don't have much.
No,
I like that.
Yeah.
Texas says, Ethan's a gigolo. That's why he wore a tux. Texas says, Ethan wore a tuxedo like they did in Step Brothers for the job interview.
Yeah. That's probably where they got the idea from.
Now I can taste it on my lips.
Yeah.
Same bad, Jack.
Onion and ketchup?
Ketchup. Yeah. Suddenly the whole tuxedo thing's real bleeped up.
Yeah. Seth Rogen. That's a great cameo by him.
Texas says, a coach that can't adjust. Are you guys talking about Calipari?
He adjusts. He just does it too late.
Texas says, Caleb Glenn.
You weren't saying that with the tweak, Treble.
Yeah, that doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't exist anymore. It's a ploy to get people
two
to
straight
not,
years, Jack. Yeah.
I tweak something. It's like, no, Ty tweaked his ankle. That's the only tweak you had. It was it, Cal.
Texas says, Treble sounds like Kentucky Joe.
No, I don't.
I don't remember him at all. Is that a KSR guy?
He's the one that makes up the songs. He's the Willie Cauley Stein man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's Kentucky Joe.
Texas says, did Jack have to provide a clean sample for his brother to finally get a job?
Haymaker.
Wow.
That would have been a great radio show.
No comment.
Whoa!
No, I didn't have to do that.
I had a buddy who taped it to his leg. Tape some to his leg.
To pour it into the sample?
Yeah.
Really?
Got to the job interview and it busted in his pants is the best way for me to say it.
So
turned around and
so
left.
He peed his pants.
No, they knew he was.
Oh, he's smuggling
legal
something
in. Yeah.
I had to do a drug test one time. I was working at Hibbett Sports as a part time gig, selling shoes and stuff. And they wanted me to be a manager. So I was like, okay, I'll be a manager. And so they had to take a drug test to be a manager.
How about that?
So I went, they shave hair off of you. They do the hair test. They don't do the pee test.
I mean, good God, Hibbett Sports.
Yeah, man. I was like, what's going on here?
Where are you getting a job at? Yeah, NASA?
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked. I thought I was going to have to go pee in a cup. So I was like, what I did is I drank a bunch of water. Because I thought I was going to have to pee.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I had to go. So I'm sitting there in the waiting room, and I've really got to go. And they're like, okay, here's the razor. Go ahead and just – he's like, do you have a hairy chest? And I was like, yeah. Like, just shave it off your chest.
Yeah, look at me. What does it look like?
And I was like, I don't have to pee. They're like, no. I was like, well, can I at least go into a bathroom? And I really had to pee because I thought I had to pee in a cup. So, yeah, they did the hair test on me. Came back clean. I was okay.
Thought Jack was going to go with that's a lot there.
It did. I was a manager.
Oh, what a moment.
Yeah, it was a big
moment
in my life.
I mean,
yeah.
No offense.
On my resume.
Are Hibbett Sports still around?
They are. There's one on
there's still one
on
or two
Dixie.
Around. Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I thought.
On Dixie, yep. That's the one I used to work at.
I mean, they just need to chill just a little bit. I
yeah,
mean, no
I
offense.
Was,
but
I was shocked. I was like, a hair sample.
Let's chill just a little bit.
That's like your entire drug history is in your hair. That's everything, man.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Jack, here is my predicament. You ready for this?
Yeah.
So, a couple months ago, me and the missus were wanting to go to New York City.
Right, because you were originally going to go for that Cubs series, which you should have, because you would have enjoyed that.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. Yeah, but those prices were too much.
Right.
Well, I'm sure they were
And then so a couple weeks later, it's like mid-June, maybe 3 weeks ago or so, they played the Tampa Bay Rays in the middle of the week, okay? And they won those games, but they were boring games. It was like 4-2, 3-1, 2-0, okay?
Right.
So they were boring games, but I would have seen wins, okay?
Right.
And the tickets were not very much. I mean, the tickets were cheap. I mean, they
oh,
were cheap.
Good. For Yankee
Stadium. Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, they were. You could get a damn good seat for not a lot of money.
That's good. Okay.
But one of the other leading candidates was spending some cash Cash and going to the Astros series this weekend.
Ooh, that would have been a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know what they did, Strubel?
Who, the Yankees?
Yes.
Okay, so on Friday night, there was the Yankees were down. They hit a home run. And
was that the Aaron Judge night?
No, it's a walk-off. Yeah, well, both of them are.
Yeah.
So they hit a walk-off. On Saturday, the Yankees got no hit.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Well,
there was four games, Jack.
Yeah,
because
Thursday, because I remember.
Thursday was the walk-off.
I watched the one with Aaron Judge on SportsCenter.
Yes.
Saturday was the no-hitter.
They just got beat on Friday like 3-1 or 5-2 or something like that. Just almost a whatever game they got beat. Saturday was the no-hitter.
Okay.
Sunday they won on a walk-off dramatic where they were being no-hit into the seventh.
Oh, wow. Okay? Nice. Okay.
So here's I want to know what Jack thinks about this. Because if we went.
You would have gone Saturday.
I probably would have gone Friday and Saturday.
Oh,
two games they lost.
Yeah.
So I would have seen the two losses, but I would have seen a no-hitter. But the no-hitter was not by one guy.
It was
about
fake
three.
No-hitter. Yes.
Yes. So you are – that would have been bad for me. If I'm there and I see my team get no-hit, but it's legendary and it's one guy.
Right.
What would that have meant to you, Jack? That's a better question than three guys.
Yeah, if it's just one dude, then it sucks that you're there for it, but also that's awesome that you're there for it, because that doesn't happen very often.
Right.
I think, especially since it's baseball and they play so many games, the net positive of seeing a no-hitter, I think outweighs the fact that your team is the one getting no-hit.
Yeah.
But when it's the combined no-hitter, no, bleep that, no.
Then you're like, you're pissed off.
I definitely wouldn't have been there on. I would have liked to think I would have been there for Thursday and Friday.
Right.
Okay.
So you see a dramatic win and then
a loss. But yeah, if I go Friday and Saturday, I see them just lose on Friday in a boring baseball game, and then I get a no hitter, but it's a fake no hitter.
And you're pissed off because you had to use three guys to no hit the Yankees. No, I understand that completely. That is a predicament. And I'm with you all. I mean, Jack, you would probably know this. When's the last guy to actually get a full game no hitter?
Well, I mean.
It happened a bunch last year.
Yeah, last year there was a ton.
Oh, okay, gotcha, okay. I haven't heard about it this year very much. That's all. I don't hear about a lot of it anyway, so.
Strieble, I mean, your kids love baseball.
They're starting to watch it now, so I'm starting to watch it a little more.
And you could not know less.
Well, they don't really watch it. They just started last week watching it because their hitting coach was like, y'all need to watch more baseball, professional baseball.
The one that happened was Reed Detmers, the Louisville guy, on May 10th.
I mean, Strieble,
what?
Them not watching baseball is your fault.
Yes.
No, I tried to have them watch it. No, it's not my fault. No, it's not. I tried to put it on for them before, and they would not watch it. No, that is not on me. Absolutely, it's not on me.
I've tried
to put it on. They wouldn't watch it.
The coach had to tell them.
But the coach was like,
"Well, you weren't invested in it either. That's the issue.
No, because I would sit down and be like, y'all want to watch baseball, and I would turn on a game, and they'd leave in five
minutes.
Do
you want your kids to buy you cars and homes?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
Okay, put their ass in front of a TV and watch some Aaron Judge, will you?
We came up with a good compromise. He's like, I told him, I try to watch baseball with them. They won't do it.
The coach is coaching you, not them.
No, he's coaching them.
On this particular conversation,
you're wrong.
He was coaching you.
You're wrong. He is not. I tried to have them watch baseball. I told him I tried to make them watch baseball. They don't want to do it.
Oh, yeah.
They get bored.
It's boring.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's like, here, start this way. He's like, look up like the best players in the MLB and watch their highlights on YouTube. He's like, that way they're getting the mechanics and everything that they're doing. He's like, start them off there and then move to an entire game. So they're watching like YouTube highlights of like Ohtani and you know, a lot of the better players in the MLB. So that's how he moved. They did it all weekend.
Okay, so how do you YouTube those? Do you pick a player?
You just search
and
like Fernando
what goes
Tati's
on here?
Highlights.
Yeah, you just put in a player in the highlights and it shows some of their best, like either the batting highlights or the fielding highlights. Like we spent a lot of time Saturday night. We're like looking up like older players. Like I showed them like Pedro Martinez. They're like, man, like,
wow, okay,
yeah. We're looking up David Ortiz. We looked up Kerry Wood. We were. I love that. You can see how he got injured over and over again. Yeah, we sat for like an hour just watching these old school like baseball players and the Hollies and stuff. We had a good time.
Okay, so this
so
this is a fundamental change, though.
Yeah,
the Striebels. I mean, there are things happening now.
Yeah, well,
there's a level of dedication. Like now, you're. I'm not saying you weren't all in before, but now it's went up a level here.
Oh, it's going up many levels. Yes. So it's
wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah. So no, we had a really good time doing that. We had fun.
We may have Jack give you some players.
Yeah, give me some players, Jack.
You guys
they're
need
looking
to watch
up Tatis and Baez and you know some of those guys.
No, don't look up Baez.
you want to log into MLB?
MLB? Oh, yeah. No, the MLB.
Yeah. Watch any game?
I have it.
No, you
package.
Don't. No, you don't have.
You don't have MLB at bat. That's the one that gets
MLB.
You
at
oh
bat.
No, I don't have that. No,
you
don't
can
have
get
that.
Any game in the country at
oh,
any time.
Really? Oh, that's cool. No, I don't have that.
You want that?
Yeah.
It costs you $200. How about that?
All right.
Free. This ain't free, bro. Got a family to feed.
That's a good point. Yes, I already paid for the red zone. I might as well pay for that too.
The red zone is a football thing.
It is, but it's
there's a couple different programs out there.
Yeah, yeah, but I think the red zone's the big one, right? Like that's the one that like that's the most popular football package. It's not
football.
It's not the Sunday ticket anymore. I know the Sunday ticket's still there, but red zone's preferable.
Texter says Strebel, just sit this one out.
Okay,
sit it out, Strebel.
I'll sit it out. I'll sit here in the big chair.
Texter says Andy's 100% right. The hitting coach is coaching up Rig.
He's not.
Yeah, this particular thing, he is.
No, he's not.
But he's like, I mean, no offense, but he's like, I have a big idea. Have him watch the highlights. Of course, the highlights are the only thing you want to see in baseball.
Well, that's the thing was like to get him interested in the game a little more. To like, you know, like this is the exciting part.
Here's
of
what
it.
Worries me about that.
What?
Viper. Because Viper's going to be an infielder.
Yes, he's shortstop.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, he's going to be an infielder. You can tell. You can tell.
Yes.
It doesn't look like he's going to be as tall as like Kellen.
I don't know.
You don't think? I might be wrong.
He's 8 years old. He wears a size 6.5 shoe. He's
oh my
to, like,
goodness!
Get really big. Yeah,
it's more
you've
than Cooper.
You've seen his hands. He's got. He's got like remember those baby picture of his hands. He has those giant hands.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Viper.
Have you seen this baby picture of myself?
Okay, we need to explain this.
Yeah.
Where did this picture come up? Was it on?
It was his birthday. And I put a baby picture of him on his birthday.
And you're right. And he had like Mark McGuire hands.
He has massive hands.
This kid has massive hands.
He has massive
hands. Strebel's not bleeping around.
No.
He really does have big hands.
Yeah.
So never mind. He's going to be big. He'll probably be an outfielder.
Yeah.
Or first baseman.
He wants to be a pitcher. That's what he wants to be. He likes to pitch.
See, lefty,
he's
like
Tommy
the unit?
John out of the way.
He's a righty. He's a righty.
Well, yeah. He wants to be a pitcher. Great. Go give him Tommy John in 3 years.
No,
I don't know what to do.
I'm not doing that.
Strebel, let's go.
That's the best advice we could give.
I mean, I can't do that.
Well, I mean, okay. Then you don't want to be a pitcher.
Well, that's
and the kid's 12 years old. And you haven't made
Tommy
an appointment.
John, what are you doing?
If you at least haven't made an appointment to get Tommy John in the next year or so, what are you doing?
I've heard of that. And then there are these teams that they'll play in these travel ball tournaments and they'll fly pitchers in from like other states and have them play in like one game and then fly them home.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets crazy.
Well, are you guys ready to do that? I've been trying to get you guys to do this.
You go
this.
Up to these higher levels, I mean, man. Stuff gets crazy.
I mean, New Albany, let's be honest.
Hey.
I mean, New Albany would do that, would they not?
Well,
New Albany's crazy about their little league. They'd fly a kid in.
I don't know if they do that.
They fly
not.
A kid in.
I don't know if they fly
you don't
a kid
think so?
In. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to speak for the
people in charge.
Yeah, the people in charge. So I don't know what they do. I'm just a fan. I'm just a fan.
I'm just a fan.
Strebel would want to speak for them, Jack.
No, I don't want to speak for
he
them.
He would never do that.
No. Speak for an entire
he would never say that.
Group of people. No. That's not me, right?
Oh, man. I'm not going to read that one. Sounds like the hitting coach is the man of the house.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that, yeah. No, he's not.
Everyone's talking. Strebel's got a lot going on. There's this mysterious hitting coach. There's a man who wants to take his photos named Keith.
Yeah.
Strebel, there's a lot going on in your summer right now. You need to watch out.
We're a popular family.
What a douche thing to say, Jack. Oh,
he really
man.
Is. Just go back to the big deck, Strebel.
Man.
Are you going to get to see Blankenbaker's pool when you're out in Santa Claus this week?
I don't know. I don't know.
Jack, are you looking at the text line?
I am in a sec.
Okay. There's a guy. There's a man. If we read this, Strebel will explode.
What are the last four digits?
0100.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does it say?
I'm not reading it.
No, I'm not reading it.
No.
Okay.
You want to read it, and then you can decide.
Okay.
I'm not reading it.
Does he want to read it out loud?
Ah, ha, ha, F you, man. How about that? How about that?
There it is.
I don't need professional advice on anything in that nature. You might have to do that with your wife. You may have to actually watch professional tape with your wife. Don't project your failings on me, big boy, 0100. How about that?
Maybe you had to go to
Hightower, and you had to watch somebody else do that to get some tips. It ain't me, brother. Text line douchebags. That's what they are.
I knew it. We got to keep you are. Away from it. That's we got to keep are. You
no,
away
that's
from
I
it.
Will never be. I'll never have the text line on my phone ever. It will never happen. I throw my phone in the Ohio River before I put that on my phone.
That's probably Ence's burner.
It probably is.
It's probably Ence's burner.
Ence did it again.
Ence's thinking. Hope Schriebel doesn't figure out that one's me.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Oh, goodness.
They're very opinionated, the text line, very opinionated.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. 437-9680. I want to do a couple things here. But before we go any further, so we have the local ESPY Awards coming up here.
Yeah.
We're taking nominations for six different categories. Now, we're going to be taking nominations for this week and next week, okay?
All right.
We have male and female high school athlete of the year, male and female college athlete of the year. We have our Perseverance Award, and we also have our Team of the Year, which is presented by QC Kinetics, okay?
Okay.
So if I just made you say, I mean, obviously high school, let's move that aside.
Right, because I don't know anybody. I don't. No, I don't know anybody.
Caleb Glanby, Reed Shepard.
I mean,
yeah, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be something like that.
For this year,
Caleb Glanby, probably. Yeah, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
So who is Team of the Year? Presented by QC Kinetic.
It has to be a local team.
Yeah.
It's not national.
I mean, so for me, the conversation would be down between Kentucky football,
yep.
Bellarmine basketball.
Those are my two picks. Kentucky basketball flubbed against St. Peter's. Louisville football and basketball was non-existent. So, yeah, I would say it's between those. I mean, Scotty D winning his conference was a big deal.
Perhaps Lou City, but I think they would be easily third on that list. Jack,
sure.
Do you have any opinion on that?
Wasn't there a local high school that just went undefeated and won the state title in softball? Was it Ballard?
Well, that'd be on the high school side. No, Team of the Year could be anybody. I take that back. Okay.
Yeah. Also, Justin Rowland just followed me back.
Well, there you go. You got the ESPN 680 bump.
I told
bump.
You, man.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
You're not following Roland.
No, I don't
Follow
know.
Roland, man.
I thought I did.
He has haymakers out there once in a while.
Yeah, that's the thing. He'll throw some haymakers out there.
Yeah.
I feel like I've just seen other people retweeted stuff enough to where I
that's
not like I followed him, but.
That's fair.
He has retweeted a lot, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go with Kentucky football.
Shocker. Even though I would agree with you,
I would go Kentucky football, Bellarmine basketball, and then Lou City.
Lou City didn't win the title, that's the standard. So no.
Lou City's got to win the title. That's why they'd be at least third on that list.
Yeah.
If UK football would have lost to Iowa, not won 10 games,
then I would have been Bellarmine basketball.
We could have a conversation
Iowa football, once again, is the standard.
They always are.
Yes,
the
right.
litmus point for everything in Kentuckiana.
Right.
From
well, I didn't pick the opponent. That was the bowl committee that did that.
Yes, it was. Okay, so let's move the high school stuff out of the way. Male and female athlete of the year.
It's Sheboy for male.
Well, I mean, is it Ryan Howard and Oscar Sheboy?
Yeah, it is. It's Ryan Howard and Oscar Sheboy.
Okay, Jack. So here's where this show then is
because
going.
We're the only one that's going to nominate Kentucky people.
Yeah. So now, I mean, we can come up with use logic,
right?
That Ryan Howard would be the college female athlete of the year.
100%, yeah. Yeah.
You understand what
I'm
saying?
She's All-American. Yeah, absolutely, yes.
All-American, number two overall, whatever it was, okay? Yeah. we can agree. It doesn't mean that there aren't a couple other awesome options that may have, you know, worn the U of L gear.
I mean, Haley Van Lith, I'm sure. So,
you go, but let's just be honest about it.
Yeah.
Who wins the award, okay?
Yes, it should be
And
Howard.
The team of the year, Jack, I have a feeling that Louisville fans are going to live this either through the volleyball team or Bellarmine basketball.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So there's no way, okay, that Kentucky football, Ryan Howard, and Oscar Tshiebwe can all win an award here.
There's only one,
Tshiebwe has to be the one, right?
Oscar, no, even Blank. See, Blank doesn't know that I was reading him this morning.
Oh, were you?
Because Blank was like, oh, Tshiebwe, it's got to be Tshiebwe. So Blank is leading the charge in. You've lost that one. You have no one that you can put up against Tshiebwe.
No,
make Kentucky better for this coming season, man. It sucks. Yeah. Look, that's
get
the type
out of
guy
here. Yeah.
Get in there. Should move on to the NBA, and I shouldn't have to ever worry about him again.
They should be worried about him. But, I thought Big Sid was got something for Tshiebwe. Blank's worried. I thought Big Sid had something for him. Good blanket maker. I'm starting to like you more and more by the week. You know that. You understood the situation in Louisville basketball. You're hooking us up at Holiday World, and now you're admitting that you're worried about Oscar Tshiebwe. Thank you, Sheriff. Sorry.
Texter Shane Sharp, player of the year. Texter says, that guy that texts in must have been Chris Max Burner. Texter says Louisville volleyball. Texter Butler softball went undefeated. There you go.
There is Butler softball.
So it's going to be interesting to watch what happens here. It's just going to be interesting to watch what happens.
How it's going to go. I think even Louisville fans, even like when Russ Smith was lighting it up, like even I had to tip my cap to Russ Smith. I had to tip my cap to Lamar Jackson and tip my cap to Teddy Bridgewater. Those are three guys I was like, you know what? I don't like Louisville, but I understand that they're all great. I get it. I think Louisville fans feel that way about Oscar Tshiebwe. I think he will win. But when you look at it objectively, you should also pick Ryan Howard, and you should also pick Kentucky football, which they will not do.
They should go Ryan Howard or Abby Springer. That's
Steiner.
Steiner.
Those are the two. Yeah, no, those are the two.
I mean, Texter said Springer. I just read it.
Yeah. Well, because the text lines lie. They lie all the time, and they're uninformed or ill-informed, both. Louisville's in a tough spot because they didn't have any players. Like, they really didn't have any players that were good. On the men's side, they didn't have anybody good. Haley Van Lith was good. She was fine. But I think, she underperformed a little bit? Like, I think Louisville fans felt that she would have been better than she was last season. She disappeared in some big games. So they should take off their Cardinal gear and just vote objectively, which I know they won't do, which is fine.
Texter says, this morning, the only female athletes they talked about on the radio around here were on the Louisville basketball team. Thank you. Texter says you guys are cutting out big time.
Uh-oh.
Texter says you're dropping off the air.
No, not again. Oh, it's Friday all over. Thursday and Friday, wasn't it?
Texter says the UK sheriff is at it again.
Blanket Baker's switching allegiances. I'm chipping away little by little.
Texter says, don't worry, Round Father Sidney's coming for Oscar this year.
Yeah, let's see how that works out. Yeah, you keep telling yourself that.
Texter says, Kellen is Venus Williams, Viper is Serena. Totally. That's great analogy.
I'm not.
See, Tshiebwe won't admit that because that means Viper is going to be better than Kellen.
No, I think that's.
They're both great tennis players.
Well, that's what they Venus both and Serena
yeah,
are.
But Serena's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone's got to be better than someone else. That's what sports radio is. It's
too early to call it now. We'll see as they go. Right now, one trajectory is different than the other.
It's like Florida. It's like Florida in the election. Georgia, Jack. It's too close to call.
Too close to call right
it's
now.
It's too close to call.
Do they have one that's hitting
Is it Bush or Gore?
I'm glad you got that reference, Jack.
Bush or Gore.
Bush versus Gore. That was a man freshman year in college when that bleep happened.
It changed your life.
3 years old.
It was weird is all it was. Jack was three. That's disgusting. Damn it. Jeez. Freshman in college. Oh,
man,
he's three.
I'm not reading that one. They're coming at you.
So you were at Campbell's Dub for that election.
I was. My first vote at Campbell'sville.
What was the pulse of the people at Campbell'sville?
What do you think? What do you think? You think that's a big Gore contingent in Campbellsville, Jack?
The Fighting Gore Army.
Yeah. You don't know.
Right next to, what was it, the Corn Mafia? A lot of
Cornbread
people,
Mafia.
Cornbread Mafia.
Cornbread Mafia.
Yeah, that was a Cornbread Mafia.
Oh,
who's that? Who's that?
Okay, so
I wasn't paying attention to you guys.
Well, Perrin and I were talking about that 2 weeks ago. Like, the Cornbread Mafia is like this contingent of like drug smugglers and violent characters in the deep state of Kentucky. And I had a roommate that was like talking about him. I was like making fun of him. I was like, oh yeah, the Cornbread Mafia. It's like, we have real like mafia and stuff in Louisville. This ain't nothing. And then like I watched a documentary about them. Like, they're like for real. Like, you'll, like, if you mess with them, they won't ever, you will never be seen again.
Yeah.
Like they're real. They're called the Cornbread Mafia.
Why are you taunting them?
I was making fun of it because they're called the Cornbread Mafia. I mean, I think of Cornbread, I think of Cracker Barrel. I don't think of tough, like, mobsters. You know what I mean?
On the other side of the break, what did Scott Satterfield say about Adidas? We'll talk about it next.
UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Did you want Strebel to wish a happy birthday to Vince Merrill?
Absolutely, I'd love to wish a happy birthday to Vince Merrill.
How about that?
And James Strebel.
One of my BBN favorites, Vince Merrill, the big dog. Happy birthday to you. Keep fighting the good fight. Take them Louisville bums to task, Vince. You hammered on your boy U of L Sheriff. Coach Coop got the wrath a little bit. Keep it up, big dog. Woof, woof.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Couple different reminders coming up on Friday, ESPN Louisville. How about this? 93.9, the official broadcast partner of U of L. At 5:30 on 93.9, little Jody Demling, a little Cardinal insider on Friday.
That?
How about you and JD being like stepbrothers?
Yeah.
Stepbrothers
maybe
in a way.
Maybe go out for a lunch or
maybe a lunch.
Know,
little Cluckers.
Lunch? Yeah, little Cluckers or
little
something.
Little parlor pizza.
Yeah.
We could do something.
Get a club sandwich.
Get
somewhere.
A little club sandwich.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. Break bread with Demling.
I believe on July 1st, on that Friday, this Friday,
yeah,
it's going to be, I think, all the coaches.
Oh, really?
Maybe, yeah. Or not every coach, but you know what I mean.
Like Kenny Payne, Scott Satterfield.
There's one being worked on, I think.
Oh,
one
okay.
Or two.
Okay, maybe need a little convincing?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I have no idea. I mean, I don't know what he is, a coach? Is he a university employee? I don't know what he does, but, you know, he's got a
I'm
job.
Sure you're worried about
yeah.
it. I'm sure it's something that
I'm not
keeps
worried
you awake
about it.
At
it's,
night.
It's a question I have.
Well, they told you what he did.
Yeah, DJ Wagner's grandpa.
They told you what he
his
did.
Job.
Yeah, that's fine. Scott Satterfield, your boy Scott Satterfield,
yeah,
was on
show, yeah.
with Diener this morning, and you know, Drew asked about Adidas and how helpful they have been here.
Yeah,
and take a listen. Here's what Satterfield had to say.
How much does being an Adidas school help Louisville right now?
You know, it's hard for me to answer that question. I don't really know. If it helps, hurts, whatever. I mean, it certainly doesn't hurt. I think, you know, we're one of the top Adidas schools in the country. I think it certainly doesn't hurt as at all. You know, how involved these Nike schools, Adidas schools are in all of this, I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me to answer that because I just really don't know that. But I think down the road, you know, we'll see how that's going to work out and pan out. You know, certainly those are are big businesses that want to be involved in sports and have, you know, just a huge following with the youth. And, you know, so hopefully it'll help us down the road in the long run.
Andy.
Wait, hang on, because Strebel's bothered because Satterfield's dominating and he thought
he's a bumpkin man.
Hang on.
Was this my cousin Vinny?
Jack, what do we do? We are rational people. What do we do with it?
I got takes I want to fire off, but they're not
I'll just sit there.
I'll be okay.
Is he ignorant to it, or is he just choosing to not
talk about that?
What I'm thinking is happening.
To me, he's choosing not to talk about it.
Like, I'm not calling him a bumpkin.
Triple just goes to name calling on people immediately. People do it back to you.
You are
conditioned.
Yes.
You're fat. Then you have to fire back.
Right.
Or you fire back first.
Yes.
And they call you, the mitt. And it's just back and forth.
You know,
it's just ridiculous.
Andy, you know what happened there?
What?
He's gone to bum so many hundreds of thousands of times.
Right. Well, he just did it last segment.
Yes. He had to make it a little bit more complex. So he had to add the extra, you know.
Yeah.
Bumpkin.
He didn't want to talk about it, which I understand why he didn't want to talk about it. I mean, that's the last question he wanted to answer. Actually, that's the second to last question he wanted to answer. The last question he wants to answer is, how much control does Steve Clarkson have in your program? That's the last question he wanted to answer. But I don't think he wanted to answer that question at all. So he tried to pass it off as, I don't really know.
Answer.
Yeah, I don't really know. Scott, you know.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. It's a huge deal.
It should be a huge deal.
It's the reason why, not the reason, but one of the reasons why you're cleaning up in the recruiting world right now. Because without them and what Steve Clarkson's done with Pierce Clarkson, you wouldn't be getting all these players. You wouldn't. You'd be rating App State
still. Here's the question. What can he own? Like, could he have said there? Oh, it's great being a partner of Adidas.
They are
110% committed to football.
And they want
great things are happening.
They want
to
be a marketing program.
Recruiting's on fire.
Right.
And to say something like that. Yeah.
Why didn't he want to just say that?
Because when Drew asked that, I'm like, this is going to be a segment on the show.
Right.
And then he answered it. I was like,
there's nothing wrong with saying, like, we love being partners with Adidas.
Let me ask you this. Should U of L, like other universities, do a little leak out there?
Oh.
Will it happen? How much guys are making? I mean, you saw the Miami story.
Yeah, the $9 million or whatever.
Well, I was going to get into this at some point, too.
It's crazy.
I need to bend the knee to Strebel on this.
Billy Napier's a bum.
No, I think Billy Napier's – I actually agree with Blankenbaker on this one. So for people that don't know, a big-time football commit quarterback went to Miami and took less money, and Florida had him. They thought they had him.
Yeah.
And they offered the most money in these collectives in the SEC where, you know, you can, you know, pay – $25, $50 a month, whatever denomination it is.
Yeah.
And we have seen these locally, obviously, around Kentucky. They have different ones. By the way, I got a little insight on something NIL.
Oh, really?
Kentucky, but I don't feel comfortable saying it on the air.
Okay, can you tell me after?
I can get you to react to it.
Okay.
I hate to do this to the audience.
Okay. It could set me off. Like I don't know if it will, but I'll tell you what.
We'll do it in like 8 minutes.
At 5 o'clock.
Yeah, because it's going to stop the segment.
Okay. This is a good segment. I agree. Let's not.
So
stop
be
it.
Ready to go to break here,
okay.
Jack, because it's going to bother him.
Yeah,
it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good for him.
I know it's not.
In fact, I might take a picture of it and send it to Jack.
Okay. Well, I mean, the problem with – while you're doing that, I'll just get a little background information on Billy Napier, too. Billy Napier also wrote, like, an apology letter
already
to Florida fans last week, basically saying, we haven't done well in the transfer portal. We're not doing well recruiting. The season might be tough. Just hang with us. We've got the, we're going to do the right things in the future,
I'm bending the knee that Kentucky should go in there
and beat Florida.
And beat Florida up, and it shouldn't be 20-19. Like,
right.
Like, I am of the belief that they need to go going there. And once you, you know, get into the second half, you're the better team. It doesn't matter that you're on the road, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm kind of bending the knee, but there was a quarterback who, you know, took, what was it, nine and a half or whatever it is.
Yeah.
By the way, Jack, I just sent you that photo. What do you think?
I know.
It's something that will just never die.
Comfortable.
Oh, wow.
We'll do a little bit more work on that.
Okay.
We'll get your reaction and we'll just tease the audience because it's summer radio.
Yes.
But we are in a situation here to where I think you're going to disagree with this.
Okay.
I think. And this could relate back to Satterfield, but it relates more to Billy Napier. I'm not even standing up for Billy Napier.
Yeah.
He's in an insane place, but that's the job that he took.
Yes.
But Florida is an insane place.
And they pay good money to work
boosters,
in that insane place.
Yeah, yeah. So Billy Napier, I mean, you're not in Louisiana. This is big boy. This is SEC.
Right.
You're in a marquee program. This is not, hey, in 3 years, we'll be fine. Okay?
Right.
In 4 years, it's going to take time to rebuild. No, that was Louisiana.
Right.
No, that is, you know, Louisville's not putting up with it. You know, sure, how Florida is not going to put up with it.
They didn't put up with it for multiple coaches.
But with NIL, the kid came out and said the Florida NIL, or his rep said, you know, basically the Florida Florida NIL people are nuts.
They're all crazy.
Their collective are crazy.
It's like the Gainesville collective or whatever. Yeah.
So here's the thing. Even though I say back in the day, you know, last year,
2 years ago,
we put it on the coach. How can we always, in other words, if I am going to say that NIL is a massive tool in the toolbox, which I believe Louisville is a great example of that. Surely A&M and others are great examples of that.
Sure. Tennessee.
And Louisville fans are starting to buy into that not being a backhanded compliment because they did early on.
Right.
But Billy Napier didn't get this kid because of the NIL people.
Yes, not because of him.
So now what blame does he get? Now that's another level, Strieble, of analyzing that if Louisville or Kentucky doesn't get a guy and it comes out that they did not come correct with the NIL, that's an entirely different discussion. And how do we then evaluate the coaches?
Because it's out of their control.
Because
do anything about that.
Exactly. If something happened with Steve Clarkson and Adidas, and Adidas says, I'm using this as a hypothetical, okay? We ain't coming correct anymore.
Right.
On Pierce and everything else. And that was off the table. Is that Satterfield's fault?
No.
Is that Scott Satterfield's fault? But he goes out there then with a less talented team and loses. You're still getting fired. Billy Napier, your ass is already in trouble.
Yeah, already hadn't coached a game yet.
Have not coached a game yet. It is June, and you're already feeling the pressure of, this could be a short stint in Gainesville.
Yeah.
Okay? It adds something else. You have been bothered by Kentucky's NIL.
Yeah.
Okay? Whether what is true there, what is not true, who knows? You've been bothered by it. How does that then make you evaluate the football program if you know you don't have the best offer on the table? If that becomes a narrative, it's not right now.
Not yet.
Okay.
Let's see after July.
But, I mean, yes, you're big into this next month and a month and a half.
They have four stars that they're
that they need to
heavily
get.
They need to get.
Fair enough.
To keep momentum
and
going.
So it adds to it to where there was always something going on. There was always players being paid behind the scenes. But now that it is in front of your face, if you will.
Yeah.
Now it changes the way you evaluate the coach now.
Yeah.
Is that's what I'm asking. Does it? Or I would even say, not does it, how much does it? In other words, if you don't get a recruit, okay, and it comes out that Michigan wanted a player for a couple hundred thousand more than Kentucky or Louisville, You blaming the coach or you blaming the money people in Lexington and down the road at Floyd Street?
Yeah, you got to blame the money people.
I mean, if I'm Billy Napier today, you're blaming
I'm putting them on blast.
Yeah, you're blaming them.
Yeah, I'm putting them.
Well, then go ahead and do that and see how that works out.
Well, yeah,
go ahead and blast the money people and see how that works out.
It's a no-win situation. It really is. It really is a bad situation for these coaches, and because you gave the Satterfield example, like if you know. The data on Satterfield pre-NIL wasn't good. So he was already trending in a bad direction.
What is going on here is very clear.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For modern day where you are, it's good football recruiting.
It's great
it wasn't
football
2 years ago. No, it is now.
It is now, and they should embrace it. And that goes back to, you know, I understand why Satterfield was hesitant with his answer about Adidas, and I get it. But it just kind of, and to your point too, it just further proves to me that Scott Satterfield has nothing to do with a lot of this. Like he doesn't have. I don't say nothing.
I'm not as down on you, but I understand what you're talking about.
He's not as involved in, other than like, hey, I'm the coach. Here's the office you run. Here's the facilities. Blah 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 blah. But when it comes down to talking to Reuben Owens about, you know, what he's going to make here. What the type of face he's going to be in the community, what kind of deals he's having in the community, that ain't Scott Satterfield. Scott Satterfield is not doing that. Reuben Owens isn't committing because he believes in the offense of Scott Satterfield. I think that's plain. And I think a little bit of it does sound like it bothers Scott Satterfield a little bit. I mean, why?
Nah, I don't know.
I bet it does. He didn't want to talk about it. He didn't want to talk about it at all. He danced around that question horribly. Horribly.
437-9680. I wrote something on a piece of paper.
Okay.
Don't even look at it.
All right.
I wrote this on a piece of paper.
Okay. I see the paper, but there's that.
Here it is. I'm now going to tell you what. Here it is. I'm turning the paper over.
No, he's not. No, he's not. No wonder it stinks. If that's true, if that is true,
he's dejected.
That's set up for failure. If that's true,
the Amish offense
returns. That is like there's not the only person I would want running NIL less than him is Mitch Barnhart. He's the only one less than that individual that you wrote on that beat. He's the only one. I take anybody over that dude. I take. I'd rather have Jack run Kentucky's NIL
than
that guy. I trust Jack more with that than I would that guy.
You get a lot more bushes.
I mean, yeah. You get some suit deals in there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
get,
damn right. We get some suit deals in there.
Some clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's terrible. That's terrible. Does Tank know this?
To hell with him. I don't give a damn what that guy thinks. That kid. Is Freddie Freeman the classiest sports figure in the country? We discuss it next.